Okay, thank you, Adrian. So I've got David and then Joe.
Well, like a number of people around the table, I was obviously at the investment
Yeah,
panel
sure,
and
sure.
reiterate what Rhiannon has said about what the decisions were that were taken.
Yeah.
I have to say that we had discussion at the Success Essex board,
yeah.
and the decision there was that time has run out for this project.
Right.
Because of the concerns over deliverability and the impact of discussions with Harvest England.
Right. Right. Joe.
Obviously, for Medway, it's a great project for the whole of the county. But so, could I know this is not on the table, but obviously, Dawn Howard is working very closely with the project. Would Dawn be able to speak just for a few minutes, and maybe you could ask her questions directly because she might, before anybody looks to write it off.
Yes.
Just give Dawn the opportunity.
Dawn, Steve. Dawn, you like to? You're on the spot, and maybe unexpectedly.
I appreciate the opportunity. First of all, I'd just like to say thank you to Rhiannon, who's worked really closely with my officers to really try and understand this really complex project. And I'd also like to say thank you to Jeff. And it shows the power of the LEP and the federated model that our complications and challenges with engaging with Highways England were absolutely turned around because Jeff wrote to them as chair of Kent Medway Economic Partnership. And from that day, we have had really good engagement with Highways England. So it just goes to show what the power of this organisation is when it uses its might. So we are really properly engaged with Highways England now and having regular face-to-face meetings with them on this. And they are absolutely committed to working with us to find a solution to their concern about the impact on the strategic roadmap of IPM. So we have decoupled the traffic modelling for Innovation Park Medway from the local plan traffic modelling because that was what was causing a lot of the delay because Medway's local plan is quite old now and Highways England were having trouble assessing the Innovation Park Medway development in the absence of knowing what new developments were coming forward. So we are currently doing the traffic modelling for Innovation Park Medway and for the local plan. They're both being done in tandem. If the local plan modelling comes forward quickly enough, we'll put them back together because, of course, it would be much better to have an overall position on the strategic traffic modelling for the whole Medway and especially for the M2 Junction 3. Highways England will be writing to the Accountability Board on the 14th of February to say that they are working with us and are confident of the solution. We will have all the traffic modelling done and we will have consulted back with Highways England on what mitigation is required by July. And depending on what level of that mitigation is then, we will either be able to say that IPM will fund the mitigation because it's directly related to the IPM development, or we'll have to look at what the wider implications will be that we'll need other development to fund part of the mitigation. So all that work is happening. I'm absolutely confident that this project will get away. We are we're doing the work on detailed design for phase three works as we speak, so we will be actually ready to go the minute the LPO is adopted. And it could be before October because we can convene a special council meeting to get it adopted. October was just the cabinet council date that the report would have gone to. So I hope that's given you some more reassurance that this project is going to happen.
Really, this is one of the more difficult ones, probably the most difficult one. I suggest that obviously if there's a big waypoint on the accountability board on the 14th of February. It would be wrong for us, I think, not to confirm this at this stage, to kill it now. I think we just have to look at this very, very carefully. We have to look at it, the accountability board will look at it on the 14th of February. I think it needs to come back to this board in March, again, for a further review.
So can I just say that there seems to be quite a difference in information between what Rhiannon has given us and
yeah.
what we've now just heard. And I suppose the question is to make ensure that the project secretariat is getting the information that it needs.
Yes.
To enable us to rely on.
I mean, I am aware. I'm personally aware of this project because clearly it was discussed it with the leader of Medway Council and Rodney. I think in October. that's the Medway City of Culture launch. I'm aware that Jeff has was asked to write to I Was England, and that's happened. I said to Councillor, the leader of the council, and to Rodney, I said, that I would be happy to step in as and when necessary and appropriate. So I think we do need to keep this under a real review. I think David's point about making sure that the Secretariat had the right the most up-to-date information is really important. And I think that we need to take this step by step, because it is a more difficult one. There's no question about this, and I am. So we just need to take it step by step. I think for myself, it would be wrong for us to take a precipitate decision now to stop, but I do think we need to keep it on the what I would call the very significant watch list as we move forward.
Yeah.
Are people happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chair.
Thank you.
Can I just add to that? My understanding is that it's obviously supported by the team.
Of course,
it's a crucial piece of work within the whole of the Philip area, not just KMAP. So to turn it away now, and what was said at the last accountability board, if I remember correctly, forgive me if I'm not quite right, is that this is also about the money that we're going to waste. We're going to throw away the, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of whatever's been spent already to get to this point, and what it's actually going to generate for that economy. So for us to agree with you absolutely, but for us to kill it right.